Texte numéro 72. Monaco yacht buyers shrug off climate concerns. The largest of the yachts in Monaco's harbour were worth more than the annual GDP of some small island states. But few of the customers touring their decks seemed to care that buying the former would help drown the latter. "I don't think about this yet," said Elena Papanaya, an artist who had set her eyes on a mid-sized yacht when asked if she worried about the damage it would do to the climate. The Monaco Yacht Show is one of the greatest concentrations of wealth in the world. The event, which calls itself the ultimate gathering of maritime luxury, takes place in a tax haven where 2 in 3 residents are millionaires. When The Guardian visited in late September, the port was filled with more than 100 superyachts, some of which boasted submersibles and swimming pools. Visitors could book airport transfers in private jets and helicopters. The true cost of such luxury is paid for in part by the rest of society. The top 10% of earners in the EU emit 24.5 times as much planet-heating CO2 through their transport as the bottom 10% do, according to new data from the International Energy Agency. At the extreme end of the spectrum, the carbon footprints of the ultra-rich are inflated by giant yachts, private jets and sports cars with engines that burn barrels of oil. "There is no other way," said Christian Largura, an Instagram star and founder of a luxury retail site, who was about to buy a superyacht that runs on diesel. "For sure, if it's possible, you take the green one, but if you want a big one, there is nothing fully electric." Billionaires' consumption emissions run to thousands of tons a year, with transport, including private jets and yachts, by far the biggest contributor, according to Oxfam's new report on carbon inequality. And transport, especially car use, is a major factor in the disproportionately high emissions of the richest 10% too, with these emissions 20 to 40 times higher than among the poorest 10% in major nations and blocs, including the EU, according to the IEA. A superyacht, or even a medium-sized motor yacht, is the most polluting single object a person can own. There are no reliable estimates of how much carbon the world's 6,000 superyachts pump into the atmosphere. But one study of billionaires' footprints found yachts were the single biggest contributor, ahead of private jets. Even a mansion on a private island has less impact because it is at least stuck in one place, said Richard Wilk of the Open Anthropology Institute, who co-wrote the study. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2023.